Everybody loves a good success story, right? Going from zero to hero and being a rock star mom and meeting their goals, all those great things. You know what? Storytelling is one of the best ways to encourage you to have a success story of your own, right? You want to achieve something. That's why you're here. That's why you're listening to my podcast, the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast. You want to achieve some fitness goals, but how are you going to get there? Well, I'm hoping that this story today that I'm sharing with you of a mom of two can help inspire you to do the things that she did and so that you can achieve the goals that you have. Maybe your goal is to lose the baby weight. Maybe your goal is to have more muscle. Maybe your goal is to just have more energy to play with your babies. And whatever that goal is that you have, this podcast is here to inspire you, to encourage you, and this story today is going to be one of those inspiration stories for you. So stick around and let's get right into it. Let's go.
Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this.
Hey, mama friend. So lately I've been thinking about, you know, friends and, you know, how friends stick together. And I just think that if you are surrounding yourself with a group of friends who live a fit lifestyle, who live a healthy lifestyle, you're going to be more like them. So who is in your circle of friends? Are you surrounding yourself with positive influences who are talking about, you know, what are you eating today? And how much are you drinking? Or, you know, what exercise did you do? If you're not having those conversations, then I strongly encourage you to find some friends who will be having those conversations with you. It will radically change the way that you live your life. Just the smallest change in your circle of friends is going to make a big influence on your lifestyle. So if you don't have that in your life, I'd love for you to join my Facebook community, because the moms that are in there are thinking the same things that you're thinking. They want to be fit. They want to be healthy. They want to live the lifestyle as a mom that is on the right track. We don't want to be couch potatoes. We don't want to be eating fast food and drinking tons of Starbucks all day long. We want to have good, healthy calories coming in, and we want to have a good exercise, you know, burning those calories going out. So if you are needing that support, if you need good, healthy conversations like that, join the Facebook community. We are there to help you, support you, and just give you a dose of motivation and positivity. So you can just find the link to my free Facebook community in the show notes below. I can't wait to have you there. So today on the show, we are talking about Jessica. She's a mom of two little ones, and we're going to be sharing her success story because this is so motivating. I want to motivate you, and if she can do it, you can do it too. There's nobody stopping you. The only person stopping you is probably yourself. So you need to get in your mind that you can do this. You need to stay positive and just tell yourself, like, you know, if she did it, I can do it too. Right? Just keep on trying. It's not easy. Some days it is, but some days it's not. But you just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other and working towards your fitness goals. So let's talk about Jessica. She met her goals, right? Her goal was to get her pre-pregnancy body back, and she wanted to do it fast. And she did it the healthy way. She didn't do it with a crash diet or anything insane and did all these like insane workouts. No, she did it the right way. So let's talk about what she did. So Jessica met her goal of getting back down to her pre-pregnancy body weight within 6 weeks. Now, that's pretty extreme, but she did it. And this was her second pregnancy, right? Her second postpartum recovery. So she learned a lot in her first postpartum recovery. And she stayed healthy throughout her pregnancy. And that made it so much easier for her to regain her strength, lose the baby weight by the time she was 6 weeks postpartum. So if you take one thing from this episode, is to remain healthy throughout your pregnancy. If you end up having more children down the road, don't just get pregnant and be like, oh, I'm eating for two. That's not good. You want to remain healthy throughout your pregnancy to help speed up your postpartum recovery and have amazing results. So Jessica is a very determined woman. When she wants to accomplish something, she does everything in her willpower to get it accomplished, okay? So I want you to remember that, because there are characteristics that are going to give you the results you want, and determination is part of it. So you have to be determined to lose the baby weight. If that's what you want as your fitness goal postpartum, you have to be determined, and you have to have your mind focused on that goal every single day. So how bad do you want your postpartum body to go back to pre-pregnancy body? If that is the goal, you need to write it down and just keep staring at it, right? So Jessica knew that's what she wanted, and she was focused on it, and she made it a priority. So you have to have determination, and you have to have it set as a priority. And that's what Jessica did. She made it a priority to put postpartum fitness above almost everything else in the first 6 weeks. She did it the right way, though. She didn't go overboard. She focused on her stomach. She focused on doing core exercises that she learned with her first pregnancy. And then she did them again with her second pregnancy. So this is how she was able to get her pre-pregnancy body back, was by focusing on the core, not all the other things. And that focus took away that overwhelm of doing all the other things, because she was just determined on losing the postpartum pooch, getting the core stronger, losing that extra baby weight around the midsection. And that's what she did. She got it done. So she also, within the first week, she used postpartum belly wraps. And that was something that I helped her and coached her on, is using postpartum belly wraps to help assist the core and shrinking back down. And I'm talking about the uterus. The postpartum belly wraps help to shrink that uterus back down, helps bring the belly back in, and makes it easier to work on core exercises. Right after you give birth, your uterus is round and hard and weighs about 2.5 pounds. By about 6 weeks after birth, it weighs only 2 ounces. So that's pretty interesting, right? So let's get that uterus shrunk down very fast with the help of these postpartum belly wraps. And the last thing that attributed to Jessica's success is focusing on nutrition. So have you ever heard that, you know, health in general is 80% nutrition and 20% fitness? Well, I believe that, and so did Jessica. And so she put a lot of emphasis on just healthy eating. She's always been a healthy eater. She just continued in that path of healthy eating, and that really supplemented the healthy habits of exercise, and that made her postpartum recovery a very holistic approach. So what was Jessica's formula for success for losing the postpartum belly and getting back down to her pre-pregnancy body by the time she was 6 weeks postpartum? All right, so this is her little formula. It was having determination to get the goal, to reach the goal, and setting a priority. The priority was fitness and health and losing that postpartum pooch. That was her priority. So she had determination. She set a priority. She put fitness into her lifestyle. So she did gentle core exercises in the beginning to help get rid of the pooch, to help strengthen her core back to normal. She focused on wearing a postpartum belly wrap in the early stages from birth all the way through until she reached her goal. Those postpartum belly wraps really speed up that recovery. And the last part is nutrition, making sure that she is eating healthy and not, you know, consuming excess sugars and unhealthy foods, unhealthy starches. She avoided things like that. So that was her success formula. Do you think that you could follow in her footsteps and do the same things that she did? It's not that hard. It just takes a shift in the way you're living your lifestyle. You know, We need to surround ourselves, like I said earlier, we need to surround ourselves with other healthy people to help encourage ourselves to do the simple things. It's not hard. We just need to focus and get it done, right? Focus and get it done. So stick with me on the podcast, and stick with me in the free Facebook community, and you can accomplish your goals. You can lose the baby weight. All right, so what's holding you back? I want you to take some time right now and journal in your notes app, or get out a piece of paper and a pen and write down the one area out of those five areas that Jessica focused on. What's the one area that you're lacking the most? Is it determination? Is it setting a priority? Is it the fitness? Is it the postpartum belly wrap? Or is it nutrition? Which of those five are you lacking? And are you going to focus on that this week? Are you going to focus on that one thing for the rest of the month? Pick one and make it a priority to focus on that and get better at that area in your life. I know you can do it. I'm here to support you. I'm here to help you. And I can't wait to see the results on the other side. And if you want to see Jessica's results, just check out the show notes below and it will link you to the blog post with pictures, and you can see Jessica and how great she looks after having her second baby. And remember to always live core strong.
Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.